Email in your inbox, digital Android creation for everyone, lollipops for everyone, and more. This is the Android Realm Podcast, episode number 205, Customized Designs. Welcome back to the episode, everybody. Very interesting and intriguing week of Android news going on, so I will jump right into it. The usual headlines, apps, and device news, and then a service slash app review. I'm going to focus more on the service side since I got my invite code later in the week, so I couldn't do a full test, but I'll have my initial impressions of it, and if anything changes over the next week or so, then I'll talk about that next week. And then I'll round it out with a Chromebook quick tip. It's not Chromebook as specific as most of the tips have generally been, but it's something fun and exciting to do on your Chromebook if you're out and about and wanna, and you have some free time to spare. So with that, I'll jump into the headlines for this week. So to start off, Android 5 is scheduled to release to consumers on November 3rd, so it's kind of like a public release versus a developer side of things, so look out for that. Nothing too special. You'll probably be able to see more things based on what the developers are releasing and updates and general system things like that, so look out for that. Google Play Music is now integrating some Songza features, including telling you what kind of music to listen to during the day. So it's kind of like contextual music playlist. So if you're at work, then you can pick a music playlist and it'll automatically load based on that. If it's at night and you're ready to go to bed, you can pick a night or bedtime mix. If it's driving, if you're driving, you can pick a driving mix, that sort of thing. So basically, like I said, contextual music listening. I think it's only available for Google Play All Access subscribers. I didn't see it on my version of Google Play Music, so I'm not sure if it's available for everybody just yet. But I'm planning to look into it in a little bit when I get the chance to see, or if at least find out more information. Paranoid Android, one of the other big ROM developers, released version 4.6 this week, and they introduced the dynamic status bar. That's the major feature in this release of the build, or this release of their ROM, to basically imitate the Material Design status bar. So when you are in an app that's more red color, then it'll just your notification bar to red, if it's blue, green, whatever, it'll more dynamically adjust the status bar based on that. So we'll see exactly how well it works over the coming weeks, but that is one of their new points of installing the ROM. And finally, it was found out this week that Android 5 is going to be bringing its ambient display to the Nexus 6. So what this what I read that it does is it provides the same sort of feature set as Active Display on the Moto X first and second generation. So essentially all you would do is pick up the phone and you can unlock your device or directly access notifications that you currently have pending, be it WhatsApp, Facebook, email, text messages, whatever. So it's nice to see that. So maybe the Moto X will have a similar functionality since it's baked directly into Android versus the Nexus 6. But at the moment, I think it is only for the Nexus 6 because those are the only devices that have Android 5 at the moment. But that's really all there is for that. So as far as the app news for this week, Google now shows you a couple of new interesting things. And those include police alert cards. So if there's police activity in your area as far as traffic or areas to steer clear of, you'll get that notification or that card. And the other is solar eclipse information. So recently there was a partial solar eclipse, and if you did search, you may have seen the cards pop up. I didn't get it, so I don't think I did enough searches, but there were screenshots floating around online and on Google Plus, I believe, showing off those cards. So it's basically similar to the research topics you may see for other items you search for. For those of you who use Google Earth or haven't used it lately, then definitely check it out. It recently got a major update as far as its performance issues, so it should load and work a lot faster than before. That's basically the thing that they were aiming for with this release, to improve its performance overall as far as responsiveness and that sort of thing. For those of you who want to use Nokia's Hero Maps, they're now available for Android or other Android devices, aside from the Samsung Galaxy S line. And the only requirements at the moment are, well, the major requirement is that it requires Android 4.1 and above. They do recommend 1 gig of RAM or more, and the more RAM you have, the better performance you'll get. But if you have 1 gig of RAM, that should be good enough. So if it's worth checking, or if you want to check it out, then look up their beta group online. Nova Launcher got a couple of interesting updates this week, or I think at least one. The second one might have been bug fixes and that sort of thing, but it got started including select features of the Lollipop or Android 5 animation. So you can, once you get the update when you're part of the beta group, you can get the folder animation. So that kind of expanding out versus just fading in is now an animation option. You get their home screen, or their select icons were updated. So I think it was like the clock, email, and a couple of other ones were included, and an updated scroll indicator, so you get that more Android 5.0 look. Prior betas, it already had included the opening the app drawer from the bottom up and opening apps from the bottom up, so that if you include all of those, you get a very Android 5 look and feel on your pre-Android 5 device. Performance may, or the default Nova animations might feel a little slow, at least that's the experience I got on my Moto X. So what I did to fix that was to increase the animation speed from Nova speed to fast, so it opens a little bit faster, but you still get that same effect, so that kind of fixed it for me. I thought the animations were kind of slow, but it might be all a matter of personal preference and device performance, so if you find it's kind of slow or too fast, those can be adjusted in settings, but it was a nifty update, I thought, this week, so it's pretty cool. I like it a lot. On a related note, I did end up getting my Google Play Store update to version 5.0.13, but essentially the 5.0 update brought the material design, so it looks pretty nifty. I do like the animations. It does look very sleek, so with all the apps getting their material design updates, it's nice to see some of those features previewed early before getting some of the back-end updates. But in other news, though, Juice SSH was updated this week to get material design. So this is for engineers and IT people for SSH requirements they might have, but for it to fit more in the Android 5 look and feel, they included that update this week. And finally, if you're a Yahoo Mail app user, then you can now, or the app itself now supports entering your flight information, so you can get updates on your flight, so whether it's delayed or on time, and as well as things to do in the surrounding area of your destination. So once you get to wherever you're going, you'll now show things to do, so restaurants and points of interest and things like that. But that is all for app news. So for the device news for this week, the Moto 360 got updated this week with a bunch of battery life enhancements. So the battery should, or your Moto X should perform a little bit better, and your battery should last a little bit longer. If you own an HTC One M8, it got its Android 4.4.4 update, so look out for that. It's probably, as always, a staggered rollout, so you may not get it right away, but it's rolling out nevertheless. If you have Android Wear devices, not just a Moto X, it got an update this week to support offline music playback. So if you're on the go and you don't have an internet connection, or you have a limited connection, then that is now an option. If you have a Wi-Fi-based Nexus device, you're scheduled to get Android 5 on November 3rd, so that's the big date for November, is that if we're getting updates, so look out for that then, or starting on November 3rd. Google released a new form of authentication this week called a Google Security Key. It's a USB key to keep your account information secure. So if you need to log into your account or access certain information, just by plugging in the USB key, you should be able to access your information. And once you remove the key, then your log information on various other secure elements are gone. So look out for that if you want an alternative to two-factor authentication. This week, HTC announced that the One M8, the One M7, and various other devices are scheduled to get Android 5, and they're mostly just recent HTC devices, so if you got one in the past probably a year to a year and a half, maybe, I think, be up to 2 years, there's a good chance that you'll be getting it, but if it's within a year, there's a better than average chance you should be getting it. But as always, we'll see exactly when the time comes, if it comes out, but in a few months or so, I would imagine most of the releases for Android 5 will be known for sure. This week, the Samsung Galaxy Note 10.1 2014 edition got Android 4.4.4 as well, so look out for that. You just keep hitting your update button until you get it, so you get the latest version of Android at the moment. Sony sort of announced their Smartwatch 3. I don't remember reading about it before, but it may have just been rumors or something along those lines, but it is expected to release soon. It comes with a 1.2 GHz quad-core processor, 512 MB of RAM, a 1.6-inch screen. Among its various sensors are the ambient light sensor, accelerometer, vibrator, or vibration sensor, compass, GPS, NFC. It also has Bluetooth and 4 gigs of storage. It does require Android 4.3 and above. The current price is set at $249.99, and it should be available on Google Play. I think it is already up, as far as if you want to check out the specs and all of how it looks and all of that. It actually does look pretty nifty. I think I like it a little bit better as far as looks compared to the Samsung Gear, but I'll have to look at all of that all again. But they're all priced relatively close as far as the Samsung Gear Moto 360 and the Sony Smartwatch, so it all depends on which brand and the kind of look you want to have. And finally, the Samsung Chromebook 2 is now available with the Intel processor, so if you prefer Intel over Samsung's own chipset, you can get that. The only caveat is that it comes with the Intel Celeron N2840 chip, and that only supports up to 2 gigs of RAM at the moment, so for a bit of comparison, if you get a Samsung Chromebook with a Samsung processor or ARM processor, it supports up to 4 gigs of RAM. The Intel version only supports 2, so that's kind of the trade-off. But if you're like me and you want to put Linux on your Chromebook, then you do have a little bit more options and flexibility as far as what you can do with the Linux side of things. But if you just care about your Chromebook and want the most possible specs as possible, then you may want to consider sticking with ARM, but that is always an option. That is always up to how you look at things and what you want to use your Chromebook for. But with that, we'll jump into a short break, and after the break, I'll jump into the service review and the Chromebook quick tip. So with all the device news coming out this week, and with Google Play Music getting its Songza integration, you may be wondering how you can get the best possible quality sound from whatever device you may own. So that's where our friends over at Tweaked Audio come in. They have 7 great styles and 7 great colors, so it doesn't really matter what kind of device you have or what style you have, they'll have the headphones to match your style or whatever favorite color you may have, as long as it's of course one of those 7 colors, but you can get a color that closely matches your style and preferences. They even have wood color, so if you have a wooden Moto X, then you can get that as well. Their headphones are noise reducing, so you hear more of what you're listening to and less of the outside world. So whether you listen to podcasts, music, talk shows, YouTube videos, or you watch a lot of TV shows or whatever else you listen to on your mobile device, it'll sound great because you hear more of what you listen to, and you can zone out whether you're at work, at home, at the gym, going for a walk, whatever you may be doing. They have excellent customer service as well, so if you have a question or any problems, they help you out really quickly and as very friendly. I had an issue a while back, and they were able to help me out within the same day, and it was all resolved within the week, so for me, that was a definite plus. And when you use a promo code GEEK, that's G-E-E-K, you'll get an extra 1/3 off your order as well, so not only will you get a great new pair of noise-reducing headphones, you'll save some money, and you'll also be able to show support for the Android Realm podcast and the Geek.io network of shows. So be sure to visit geek-io.com/tweaked and use the promo code GEEK at checkout to save some money, get some new headphones, and show your support. We thank Tweaked Audio for their support, and we hope you show them your support as well. But that is all for that. So with that, I'll jump first into the service review. And this week's service review is a new feature from Google called Inbox. It's a very generic term, I know, so it's going to probably cause a little bit of confusion for a while, but what Inbox is a new way from Google of looking at and interacting with your inbox. So when you go to inbox.google.com, you'll notice that it's not only follows the material design look and feel, but it also provides a couple of features that extends what Gmail already does. So the start, or one of the initial features, is something called bundles. So it groups similar emails together into tabs you may have seen already. So social, promotions, updates, and I forget what the fourth one is, but you get those bundles as a default. So it's a carryover from Gmail. So it's nothing startlingly, I can't even say that word right, but it's nothing too different than what you already know as far as labels. But you can now, using Inbox, create your own bundle. So if you have, for example, certain groups that you're in and you want to put those groups emails into those bundles, you can do that. It's kind of like a rethinking of or relabeling of your label. So if you already have filters and labels set up in Gmail, you can turn those into bundles as well. There's also highlights, so you get the most important part of the emails highlighted in the preview, so you can get through that more quickly. So if you need to see a certain information or want to be sure you get through the email and see if it's something you need to read right away, or if it's just someone saying yes, thanks, or no, don't worry about it, then you can get through your emails faster that way as well. And if you want to archive it, you can, or delete it, or set a reminder for later, you can do that later. And that actually jumps me into the next feature, which is all grouped into one, but it's called Reminders, Assists, and Snooze. So what this does is it lets you add your personal notes as well as interact with your email by allowing you to set inbox to remind you later on in the day for any emails that you want to be reminded about. So if it's something you need to work on, kind of like a to-do list or just a reminder, you can do that. So let's say you need to get back with or give someone a call at 5 p.m. then you can swipe right and set the reminder to pop up at, let's say, 4:50 to say you need to call this person, or just a reminder that that email is still pending, so you do it at that time. Or you can snooze an email, so you can say, for example, if you don't want to listen see that email right then, you can say snooze for however many minutes or so and be reminded later because you may be on a call or in the middle of another email and you just don't want to see it. So there's different actionable items. So if you sounds kind of familiar, this week I know it was compared to quite a bit with Mailbox, another app that was recently released on Android and is available for iOS as well, which kind of does the same thing, but this is more directly tied in with Gmail, especially since it comes directly from Google. Other features of Inbox are the ability to pin items to turn it into a task. So if there's emails that you, for example, don't want to accidentally archive, or you don't want to accidentally delete, or something you know you need to do and don't want constant reminders because it's something that's ongoing, for example, then you can pin it and you'll get a list of, there's a separate, for example, section in Inbox for pinned items, so you can see those lists of items that you have pending or just want to pin because, for example, you may want to pin certain contact information or, let's say, email addresses or directions or something like that, and you want it at an instant, and that you can pin the information like that. So the swipe left and right is pretty simple. You swipe right to archive the email, and you can swipe left to set the reminder and the reminder type. So if you want to snooze it or set the reminder for later, you can do that. You can also select multiple emails at the same time and archive them or pin them or do all of the different actions at the same time if you want as well. So if it's a couple of different conversations you have going on, then that is an option as well. So in the show notes, I'll have a link to the official post, the preview video from Google showing off kind of their initial features and what it can do. A link to the website, which is, as I said, is inbox.google.com. and a link to the Google Play Store. The Android app is available already. I think they said there's an iOS version also available. I didn't check if it is actually available yet or not, but it should be there. Basically, at the moment, it is invite only. They did late Thursday release a bunch of new invite codes, which is when I got mine. So I was playing with it between Thursday night and Friday and sort of getting used to it. The one thing I did notice is I didn't see a mark as red item. So I think rather than marking as red, it goes more into the reminder and snooze side of things, because if it's there, it's already not in your inbox. So it's kind of already something you've read or looked at, and it's going to remind you later anyways. And at which point you can mark it as read and archive it later, or delete it if you want. So it's kind of like it's being presented as a different way of working with email. And actually is a pretty nifty way. I do like the way Mailbox handles things as well. And this is actually a pretty nifty way as well, since it's kind of like treating your email as a to-do list or items to do some sort of action with, rather than just having email. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, my general way of looking at email was, if it's in my inbox, then it's something I have to do. If it's something I've read, that means I know I've looked at it and I have to work on it. If it's unread, then I still have to read it and look at it. Once I'm done, I'll archive it or delete it. So this kind of helps as far as the reminder side of things, especially if I don't want to keep it in my inbox all the time and I want to be reminded of it, let's say this afternoon or later in the evening or in 3 days, then it'll basically add all of that information. So once you get your invite, which you'll email, I believe it's inbox@gmail.com or something along those lines, but the website has the invitation email address. They are rolling out certain invite codes as well to users. I don't think I saw mine, but it's 3 invite codes, something similar to along the lines of what Gmail did when it first came out. So if you don't get invited right away, you should see it soon, but it is an option, or it is something that's rolling out regularly as we speak. So it is nifty, and as I said, I'll play with it a little bit more, see exactly how it get used to it. Once you start using the app, you may want to turn off your Gmail notifications, just so you don't get doubled up on those notifications. And when you log into Gmail in a web browser, it'll tell you that you're now using Inbox, so go to that website instead to make sure that your items stay in proper sync. So that's something to remember. So it's just a matter of going to inbox.google.com or go to google.com/inbox instead of Gmail, so everything stays properly in sync. But that's really all there is for that. So with that, I'll jump into this week's Chromebook quick tip, which is actually just going to be a different sort of review for Androidify. So if let's say you do not have an Android device, but you've always wanted to build your custom Droid, look like you see in the new Android 5 commercials, or you want to build a new avatar just looking like a Droid with various options and everything you see, well, Androidify now has its own website. It's at androidify.com, and you get the same features as you get in the app. So you start with a generic green Droid. You can change the skin color from light to dark or keep it at green. You can adjust the size, so dragging up and down on the body, legs and arms, as well as left and right to adjust the width and height. So you have all of those options, and then you can add clothes, glasses, a phone or a cup of coffee, and various accessories. So all sorts of different options are available, and then you can save it and share it to the gallery. Save it to share it to the Androidify gallery as well. So all sorts of different options. It's a fun way to make your own Droid, make a new avatar without actually having to have your Android device. Or let's say your phone dies and you want to create it, or it's not handy, or you just want to get a jump on things, then you can have that option available as well. And it's all available in from a web browser, so that's why I kind of went with the Chromebook quick tip, because it's just a simple, fun, and exciting way of building your own Android and doing it in a place that is, because you have an internet connection and you have a few minutes to spare, then it's something that you can spend some time working on. But that is all for this particular episode of the Android Realm podcast, and the poll is still going on for the Season 5 logo, so you can pick the one with the standard green or the outline effect by visiting poll.patelN01.com. That's poll.patelN01.com. At last check, the green, standard green logo was winning. I think it was around 82-83% versus 16-17% for the outline, so definitely cast your vote to provide an input into the how the final logo will look for Season 5. If you need to email me for any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, you can reach me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. You can find me on Twitter at PatelN01. As always, the Android Realm Digest will be out about a day or two after the podcast. You can get those by subscribing to the email alerts or visiting author.patelN01.com or checking my Twitter feed or and the Android Realm on Facebook and Google+. And of course, if you want to find this show and more shows on the Geek.io network, be sure to visit geek-io.com. But that is all for this particular episode of the Android Realm podcast. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.